This is the voice of Washington agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Senate Bill 5172 was originally written to protect farmers from having to pay retroactive overtime pay after November's Supreme Court ruling that agriculture's exemption for overtime was unconstitutional. The Washington Farm Bureau's Brianne Elsey says the bill needs an amendment to at least give ag employers an overtime exemption during harvest season.
And we had requested 12 weeks a year of a farmer's choosing, where overtime wouldn't start until at least 50 hours a week. And that's our seasonality amendment that just addresses the volatile nature of agriculture.
Volatile, Elsey says, being the operative word.
You don't know when you're going to have to pull an all-nighter, whether you've got calves that are being born in the middle of the night or whether you've got rain in the forecast. Right. And we call those acts of God. We don't get to choose and we don't get to know.
But Elsey says the unions and Democrats are pushing back hard.
So I think that's the hardest sell right now with the other party, is that they don't see the value of the seasonality component. And so farmers really need to contact their legislators, describe what it's like to be a farmer and how necessary that is, and how crippling 40-hour work weeks would be during peak harvest.
Elsey says contact your legislator right away and let them know how you feel. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.